Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 79 years ago, today in 1946, the United Nations General Assembly met for its inaugural session in London, uniting representatives to create a new forum for collective diplomacy. That gathering marked a major milestone, establishing procedures and encouraging nations to pursue shared peacebuilding and cooperative governance frameworks. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF report. This morning, it's looking fair with waves around 2 feet and a southwest ground swell. Conditions stay clean until about noon, then drop to 1 foot as the winds shift onshore at 5 miles per hour. Expect the surf to remain fair through the afternoon with consistent 1 foot waves. Best time to ride is at 12 p.m. with a 4 foot outgoing high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 6 feet at 10 a.m., followed by a 0 foot low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions begin with clean waves at 1+ foot on Friday, gradually increasing to 2 feet by afternoon. Saturday remains steady at 2 feet, but choppy conditions develop in the afternoon as winds shift onshore. By Sunday, expect a steady 2 to 3 feet with cleaner faces, making it the most favorable day of the period. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 59 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:10 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:07. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 71 and a south wind around 10 miles per hour. Patchy fog is possible overnight into Saturday morning with mostly cloudy skies and lows near 58. Then Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 69 and more patchy fog before mid-morning. Sunday stays mostly sunny with a high near 67. And Monday returns to sunny weather with highs near 70 and milder nights near 61. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Bank of California is set to transform LA's skyline by leasing 40,000 square feet and placing its name atop a 35-story tower in downtown. This expansion nearly doubles the bank's office footprint and signals a strong corporate confidence in LA, despite ongoing high office vacancies since the COVID-19 pandemic prompted a shift to remote work. The bank's headquarters will be prominent during the 2028 Olympics as downtown revitalizes its office market. Chief Executive Jared Wolff emphasized the bank's commitment to LA, stating, "Expanding our presence in downtown demonstrates how committed we are to serving the greater LA market." Bank of California recently reported a 5% revenue increase to $288 million and flipped to a net profit during the third quarter. Now on to sports. The National Football League approved minority sales for the San Francisco 49ers, New York Giants, and New England Patriots at a league meeting in New York on Wednesday. The 49ers announced a minority investment by Pete Briger Jr. and the Briger family. Pete Briger serves as executive chairman at Fortress Investment Group and is involved with multiple boards. Jed York, CEO of the 49ers, welcomed the Briger family, emphasizing their shared commitment to the team's success. Julia Koch and her family will acquire a 10% minority stake in the Giants. The Patriots sold a total of 8% in minority stakes to Dean Metropoulos and Sixth Street Partners, earning principal owner Robert Kraft $720 million. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the 3-3 Vikings are at the 4-3 Chargers. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on Amazon Prime Video. Los Angeles is favored by 3.5, and the over-under is 44.5. In local sports, Blake Snell called 2025 the hardest year of my career due to shoulder problems, a 4-month injured list stint, and a hospitalization after the birth of his second child. Now, the $182 million pitcher has rebounded with a historic October, posting a 0.86 earned run average ahead of his World Series game one start on Friday. Snell's late-season surge has elevated the entire rotation, helping lead the Dodgers back to the World Series. Manager Dave Roberts emphasized that Snell's return has raised the bar for everyone, making his performance all the more gratifying. After overcoming significant obstacles, Snell is now 4 wins away from a fulfilling season. In top news, nearly half of seniors are affected by a massive recall of a popular prescription medication. The latest recall involves generic versions of atorvastatin calcium, used by around 47 million Americans to lower bad cholesterol. The United States Food and Drug Administration updated a Class 2 recall notice due to quality failures. This means the pills may not dissolve properly and could undermine treatment effectiveness. Patients should check their prescription bottles against the FDA notice. If affected, do not stop taking the medication abruptly and contact your healthcare provider for guidance. In business news, Coca-Cola has officially begun rolling out soda made with cane sugar across the United States, following President Donald Trump's urging to bring back the ingredient to its American products. A new 12-ounce, single-serve glass bottle of Coca-Cola's signature soda made with United States cane sugar is launching in select markets nationwide this fall, according to a spokesperson for the company. The spokesperson stated that this move offers consumers a classic and timeless way to enjoy their Coca-Cola original taste made with United States cane sugar. Coca-Cola's chief financial officer, John Murphy, noted that the launch will be gradual due to limited availability of cane sugar in the United States. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $109,000. Ethereum is down 1% to about $3,800. And XRP is down 2% to $2.39. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a freak accident, scientists may have unlocked faster internet for everyone. This discovery could also enhance artificial intelligence data centers' ability to transfer vast amounts of information more effectively. Researchers have created a chip-sized frequency comm, which splits laser light into multiple colors, each representing its own optical channel. This new technology replaces costly and powerful lasers, allowing for compact, energy-efficient systems. As artificial intelligence data centers struggle to transmit data swiftly, this innovation could revolutionize their operations. Columbia University's Michael Lipson emphasizes that this progress is vital for efficient data center infrastructure. And in entertainment news, Vin Diesel has provided a hopeful update on Fast and Furious 11 after rumors of its cancellation surfaced. It has been nearly 2.5 years since Fast 5 concluded on a cliffhanger, leaving fans anxious for the sequel. Although initially expected to release in 2026, the film remains without a date, and concerns about its budget have arisen. In a recent Instagram post, Diesel shared a video with Michael Moses, the chief marketing officer at Universal Pictures, suggesting positive developments. Moses stated, "Out drifting with Dom Toretto planning everything. We got it solved." As fans await more news, here's hoping the project is back on track. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American diplomat and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Ralph Funch. And he said, "Peace, to have meaning for many who have known only suffering in both peace and war, must be translated into bread or rice, shelter, health, and education, as well as freedom and human dignity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.